What's going on, my friends? It is John here on Audio Boo, and this one is a little different. And I know that it says the blind community slash negative thoughts, and that is what I want to talk about, is the negative feedback or negative thoughts that have been given to me, not on just Audio Boo, but from some other people that are visually impaired or that are completely blind. And I'll be honest with you, it makes no sense, guys. Here's the deal. We got a goal that we're doing with the work that I do and the rest of the team members that's on my team. Some of those are within the blind community that are visually impaired or completely blind, and some of them are not visually impaired or have any visual impairment, but they still support what I did. And what I did was we decided we was going to create a video to reach out to the blind community for those that, you know, obviously are having a really hard time finding a job, finding work. And some people decide to, write and say that they feel that it's wrong that we are targeting the blind community as if we're doing it for our own benefit. And folks, I got news for you. That is not what this is about. And if anybody feels that way, you know, we're sorry that you feel that way. But I just want to say that even if you work, I know one of the people that sent us a comment, they work, and they said they will not support it. By meaning, you know, even sharing it with others. And, you know, the guy said that he knew quite a few people that wasn't working that could, but he was not going to stand behind even supporting it. And, guys, that makes no sense to me. And if you don't want to support it, that's fine. If people don't want to share a link or go and watch a video and share it and help get it out there to the people that might want to be involved, that's fine. We understand that. We understand that everybody might not want to watch that video. Everybody might not want to share that link. Everybody might not want to subscribe to that video. And that's fine. But there is really, absolutely no reason to be so negative. Because those of you that are working, and that have a life with working, and you're doing a job that you enjoy, that's wonderful. But it really gives you no right to judge a good cause, to downgrade something that is only being done to try to help somebody else. You see, guys, my team, we don't go out looking for people because of the money. And everybody, and it really does upset me in my heart that everybody thinks that every time someone asks for something, support, or ask to share this or share that, or tell your friend about this, or here's my card, give it to someone that you know, and they look at you and they say, okay, how much you making off of this? Guys, it's not all about the money. It's about the percentage. And we looked at the sheets, guys. We looked at a really good sheet that, or report, whatever, article that showed the percentage of the blind community that's not working. This isn't us forcing anybody to do anything. This isn't us forcing a person that is visually impaired or completely blind to do this networking, to do this job. It's us reaching out to show what type of difference we're trying to make. So anyway, we did that video. And on that video, we talked about how the more that get involved, stand up and show people that we can be just as successful, if not more successful, than the ones that would sit back and judge on the other side of the fence. Just like the one story that I talked about of having the voc rehab counselor that told me to stay home and receive my check monthly. Because you know what? She might be making a good check, but I guarantee you 100%. That one, I'm feeling much better inside than she ever will. Number two, I'm going to be more successful than she ever will. And you know why? Because I don't look at people for the money. I don't do my job for the money. I don't tell people to stay home and not do this for the money. I don't tell people to get involved in this for the money, for my own benefit. And that's exactly what she did. But guys, never judge something. If you don't want to support it, that's fine. But don't judge something and trash it and throw it in the ground if it's not hurting you. Some people say, I don't like the way you say the blind community whenever I do have some sight. I'm sorry you feel that way. I really am, but it's just a simple title, guys. It's a simple title to cover anybody that is in the blind community, whether you're visually impaired or completely blind. I have people on this team, and when they got in, they had no idea where it was going to take them in the beginning. They had no idea if they were going to be as successful as what I said. But it boils down to what I said in my video. It takes me to earn people's trust. And I get that. It takes me to earn your trust. I don't have to be sitting in front of you at your house or at a restaurant to earn your trust. That's not what it's about. It's about what I can show you. It's about what I can point you to and show you that it's facts. And when I would tell people to go to Google and type in this or type in that and see that, yes, you know, he's right there. He was right. And when I showed him, you know, the income report, he was right. And when I showed him that the viral blogging system does work when you're being consistent, he was right. And those are things that's earned me trust from others. And I'm not on here really in a bad mood or an anger mood. I'm a little upset because people like that upset me, because just because they're working doesn't mean they can't support a good cause. It doesn't mean they have to get involved. It doesn't mean if they're working that they have to join in and, you know, do the networking. That's not what it's about. That's not the point. That's not the big picture. And someone said, do you really think that you can make that big of a difference with what you're doing? And I said, yes, absolutely, I do think I can make a difference. I do think that what I'm doing will make a difference. And I know that as long as I stay consistent doing audio booths / YouTube / Facebook / Twitter / advertising / word of mouth / telephone calls, I do know that that will make a difference. See, there's a difference in knowing something than thinking. And there's a difference in being consistent and not being consistent. There's a difference in believing in your heart and not believing in your heart. And you see, with my networking alone, I believe in my heart in the beginning that I was going to be successful, and I am, and I'm still becoming more successful. In my heart, I believe that I will get more people involved in the blind community, no matter what anybody says, because when you believe it yourself, nothing else matters. When you believe in something and you know it's for a good reason, nothing else matters about what other people say on the other side of the fence. It doesn't matter if they look down on you. As long as you know in your heart, as long as I know in my heart that I am making a difference, and that is exactly what I'm doing now, and that's exactly what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day, because I believe in it. I believe in myself, and when I believe in myself, that makes me believe in my networking. When I believe in my networking, that makes me believe in my team. And when I believe in the blind community that's struggling to find jobs, that means I'm going to reach out to them one way or another. And because one person says that they won't go, they won't watch that video because it turns their stomach, that upsets me. But if that's what it is, that's what it is. But that doesn't change the way I feel. And I also talked about how people will follow what people say when they have nothing behind what they're saying. How people will go by what someone says about another person when they really don't know. When they really have no facts to show anything. When they really have no point of view to point out about that person. Same thing with the product that I talk about. The viral blogging product that I talk about all the time. And how I say when you're consistent, it will pay off. And it has to others on the team because they were consistent. They've been involved in 90 days. And now they're starting to make money because they were consistent. They're starting to succeed because they were following someone that could show them results. Guys, my point is, don't judge others, even if you work. Guys, because there's a lot of people out there that are struggling. There's a lot of people out there that went through the same thing that I went through with my vocate rehab counselor. That want to tell them what they can and can't do. And I understand some people have disabilities where they can't do some of the other stuff. I get that. But I have saw and noticed sometimes, I know a couple people that went to their voc rehab and their counselor put them in this environment for this job to where they were putting bolts together. And they didn't want to do it. That's not what they wanted. And their counselor would tell them, well, this is the job. This is what you got. This is all you can do. That is garbage. That is garbage. If it's someone that has a lot of other disabilities on top of it and that's what they're able to do because of other conditions, that's great. That's where they belong. But just because a person's visually impaired doesn't mean you got to put them in a place where they don't want to be. Doesn't mean you got to judge them and make them out to be a person that they're not. Doesn't mean that people's got to look at them and belower them because they're visually impaired. And yes, that makes me angry. And yes, that upsets me. And yes, that gives me more power to keep on doing what I'm doing right now. Because I believe in not just myself, not just my team, not just the networking, not just the money, not just the business, but even on the personal side, I believe in my heart that I will reach out to that blind community that are looking to find a new beginning, a new way to be successful without someone telling them that they can or cannot do something. It is totally unfair for people to judge other people. If you can do something better than the person beside you, don't judge them for it. If you own more than the person beside you, don't judge them for it. If you can run faster than the person beside you, don't judge them for it. It's no difference than when people judge people for their size or for their looks or for the kind of vehicle that they drive. Because if that's what they got, that's what they got. And some people, that's what they want. And it makes them happy. My whole point on this whole audio boo today was to get my point across that you don't got to put people down because you don't want to support it. You don't got to put something down because you don't want to share it. You don't got to put something down because you don't believe in it. If you don't believe in it, fine. That is your opinion. And I hope that, I really hope that I'm not coming off like I'm, you know, sounding like a jerk, because I'm not. I'm a good person, and I know I am in my heart. I've had my past of things that I've made wrong decisions, and I've shared it with the world. I've shared that file of the struggles that I went through because I'm not scared to face that. I shared that I used to drink. I shared that I used to smoke marijuana. I shared that because those were struggles that I was able to defeat, and then it got me to where I am today. And I did that on my own, not because of people judging me or telling me what to do. I did that on my own because I felt it in my heart that it was time to stop. That is what I did, guys. When someone can admit to the wrongs and to the rights, that opens up a whole new direction. And the people listening to this, some of you guys might not even be the ones that do that. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm saying this to everybody that's listening, but I'm hoping that it gets across to people that might act like that. You know what I love about Dolores? Never met the lady in my life. I would love to, but she's thousands of miles away, and I'll probably never get to shake her hand unless, you know, I get, you know, rich real fast and, you know, I can just hop on and do some first class and jump over there. She's got a really good heart. And everybody she talks to and everybody she talks about is with nothing but the most respect. That is a good example of how a person really should be. Of how a person really should treat others. And I can guarantee you, even if Dolores has her disagreements with somebody, I bet you money, instead of her judging them or putting them down, the most she'll do, the most she would do, would still give them respect. Because when you give respect, you get respect. Anyways, I got this email. It was bothering me. I wanted to get it off my chest. I wanted to share it with people in case you're listening, and in case you are one of them people that do that. Think about what I said. Because, guys, the people that do that, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, I'm going to tell you something, guys. One day that's going to come back and it's going to smack you right in the face. I don't mean physically. You know what I'm talking about. And when that time comes, all them times, it's going to hit you fast. It's going to be like a flash, like just a sudden flash in your mind. You're going to see all these different views in your mind of all the things that you did and said to people. And it's going to be a wake up. But instead of that happening, all you got to do is change. All you got to do is change on how you talk to people and how you treat people. Because we're all the same. We all are the same in this world. Everybody that walks on this earth are all the same. Everybody that breathes on this earth are all the same. Even with the criminals that are in jail for theft or for drugs. Is it right what they did? No. And I'm not saying that I'm giving confidence to someone that went out and killed somebody. That's completely different. That means they're sick. They're sick. So that's different. I just wanted to make sure you guys understood that. So I love all you guys, and I hope this message really gets through to some people. Check out my YouTube videos. You can look up JessStep78 on YouTube, and there is one called The Blind Community Locking Arms. That is the one where we're trying to really reach out to people, see if you can find that one under Jess, JessStep78. And it's called Jobs for the Blind, Locking Arms. There's one, I think it says Reaching for the Stars. That's not the one. But if you have trouble finding it, let me know. And I will get you the direct link one way or another. You can email me from our webpage, www.aandemarketing.com. And that's not the and symbol. You guys take care. Love you guys. Love you, Dolores. Love you, Audio Boo. And everybody else out there, take care.